All right, Donald Trump just knifed one of his own MAGA sycophants in the back, and his coalition is rapidly falling apart. Let me remind you, Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene is set to officially resign from Congress in 5 days exactly. Marjorie Taylor Greene has had closed-door meetings with Colorado Republican Representative Lauren Boebert after Lauren Boebert helped Marjorie and some Democrats like Ro Khanna get this Epstein discharge onto the House floor, Trump has gone scorched earth on all of them. That led to Donald Trump nuking Lauren Boebert's key project. The first project Lauren Boebert successfully got in her career, Trump just killed and vetoed as a big middle finger to Lauren Boebert. This comes as millions of more Epstein files are set to be released. Illegally, let me remind you, they were supposed to be released weeks ago, but more and more files are being released. Trump is being exposed for old Mar-a-Lago incidents, and before we dig into all of the Epstein of it all, let's just back up and talk about Lauren Boebert. Lauren Boebert said, without her bipartisan Finish the Arkansas Valley Conduit Act, many in rural Colorado could see their water rates triple. They could see their water rates triple, and Trump just vetoed the bill. This is happening on the same day that the ACA extensions are set to expire. Many people will see their healthcare bill tripled as well. This administration does not care about affordability whatsoever. Trump vetoes a project in Colorado that would have provided over 50,000 people with clean drinking water. Lauren Boebert said he did this because she crossed over to vote for the release of the Epstein files. Trump is a vindictive SOB, so this all fits. Ron Filipkowski points out, Boebert finally gets a bill passed for her district after several years of doing nothing whatsoever, and Trump immediately vetoes it. It's crazy that Trump did this just because he's an effing pedophile, one person on Twitter claims, and then Lauren Boebert says, this isn't over. Lauren Boebert quote tweets Trump vetoing this bill and says, this isn't over. This is where it truly gets interesting. But make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed, because in 2026, we will be punching back against MAGA, against the lack of transparency of this administration, and against the far-right people who are just ruining our effing country. These people are legitimately ruining our country. You know what made me the most mad about all of this? I mean, of course, 50,000 people not getting clean water, not getting water that they should have is very infuriating. Trump's insistence of covering up the Epstein files is, of course, very infuriating. You know, it's all very, very annoying. But the part that I really just find very harmful is that Donald Trump is doing all of this. In his eyes, he's claiming he's doing all of this for Tina Peters, a MAGA sycophant who is now sitting in prison because she was convicted of breaching her county's voting systems in an attempt to support false claims of 2020 election fraud. So this anti-American, anti-democratic POS believed Donald Trump's 2020 election fraud lies so much so that she breached her own county's voting systems, tried to rig Colorado voting systems, is now in jail for it, and Trump wants a state pardon for her. Trump is mad because he can't pardon her federally, so he's nuking projects, he's throwing a tantrum about the Epstein files, he's trying to attack Lauren Boebert in particular, because Lauren Boebert just asked for the release of the Epstein files because she wanted transparency for once. So this mother effer is so mad that it was a free and fair election in 2020, and he's so mad that the Epstein files are going to be released that he's lashing out and cutting water off from 50,000 people in Colorado who will still get water, but they have to pay three times as much for it. Just think about this. He's not fighting for the American people. He's not mad at affordability. He's not mad that people are being taken advantage of like he's claimed. No. He's just mad that Tina Peters hasn't been pardoned. Trump posted this after vetoing a water bill for Lauren Boebert's district. He said, God bless Tina Peters, who now, for 2 years out of nine, is sitting in a Colorado maximum security prison at the age of 73 and sick for the crime of trying to stop the massive voter fraud that goes on in her state. Dude, there's no evidence of voter fraud. You are just losing your mind. We now jump into Lauren Boebert's response to Donald Trump. As Kyle Clark reports, President Trump's first veto of his second term kills a unanimous bill to fund a major drinking water project in Colorado. Trump had threatened punishment for Colorado for imprisoning his ally, Tina Peters. Why is every MAGA ally some crazy fucking stooge like Rudy Giuliani who wants to just tear the fabric of our democracy apart. It makes me so mad that for the rest of my life, I will be combating these election fraud lies because our dumbass president and his dumbass followers couldn't stop themselves from saying the 2020 election was rigged after they lost. The Pipeline Project is in GOP Representative Lauren Boebert's district. Boebert recently challenged Trump to force the release of the Epstein files. She issued a blistering statement that I'm going to read right now. Lauren Boebert says, quote, President Trump decided to veto a completely non-controversial, bipartisan bill that passed both the House and the Senate unanimously. Why? Because nothing says America first like denying clean drinking water to 50,000 people in southeast Colorado, many of whom enthusiastically voted for him in all three elections. I must have missed the rally where he stood in Colorado and promised to personally derail critical water infrastructure projects. My bad. I thought the campaign was about lowering costs and cutting red tape. But hey, if this administration wants to make its legacy blocking projects that deliver water to rural Americans, that's on them. I'm going to continue fighting for Colorado and standing up for our rural communities, our farmers, and every family that deserves safe, reliable drinking water without decades more delay. You know she's mad when it's a snarky post written in her notes app. Oh, she's pissed. But to continue, she says, I sincerely hope this veto has nothing to do with political retaliation for calling out corruption and demanding accountability. Americans deserve leadership that puts people over politics. This is not the last Southeast Colorado will hear from me on this critical infrastructure project. She's very clearly pointing to the fact that she voted for the release of the Epstein files, and she's saying that Trump seems to be retaliating. No, Trump doing petty, vindictive political retaliation that hurts Americans but strokes his ego? Say it ain't so, Lauren Boebert. Time and time again, we have seen these MAGA representatives be eaten alive by the politics they have emboldened over the past decade. Listen, when it comes to Marjorie Taylor Greene, obviously I don't think she or her son should get death threats. That is disgusting that they get death threats. But guess what? The death threats are not coming from liberals this time. They're coming from people who are typing in the subject line, Marjorie Traitor Greene, or Trump was right about you, Marjorie Traitor Greene. Trump is the one who has been stoking this type of political atmosphere for the past decade, and now Republicans are at the receiving end and don't like it. Lauren Boebert, you were totally fine with Trump depriving your state of so many other different rights and affordable health care and other things, but now that it affects you personally, you understand how vindictive he is. Governor Newsom's press office says, we're with Lauren Boebert on this one. Trump is a disgrace. We also have news from Kyle Griffin. Senator Whitehouse and Durbin are now demanding answers from the White House Chief of Staff, Stuzy Wiles, about when, how, and under what authority she accessed the Epstein files before telling Vanity Fair that Trump was obviously in the files. I feel like it's only fair to end this video by showing you all what actually has been released via the Epstein files. Of course, we have a bunch of new information about Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein's relationship. We have emails of Jeffrey Epstein himself saying that Trump knew about the girls, and Jeffrey Epstein saying that Trump ran nose first into glass because he was watching young girls swim in the pool. We also know more about the incident that prompted Trump to ban Epstein from the Mar-a-Lago spa. Trump was repeatedly sending young women to be Jeffrey Epstein's massage. Like, he would send them out of the spa over to Jeffrey Epstein's estate. I just made an entire video about this morning that you should check out, but that's likely why Trump is so damn squirmy and retaliating against his entire MAGA coalition. Marjorie Taylor Greene has resigned and dropped from MAGA because of the Epstein files. Thomas Massie used to be decently big on Trump, and now he's backed off because of the Epstein files. Even Lauren Boebert, who is a diehard Trump supporter, is gone because of the Epstein files, and they're all facing political repercussions. I'm going to leave it there, but if you appreciate the videos we make on the Adam Mockler channel, double check to make sure you're subscribed. I love you all, and peace out.